Carlton Roons and Matthew Wright has been kind enough to give us some of his time.
Thanks, boys. I've got Matty Wright down in the Carlton Rooms. Matt, what a game. The boys enjoy that one.
Yeah, we did. First win for the year. We knew it was going to be tough coming over here. Freo were obviously zipping four in the same predicament we were, and we knew they were going to come out tough, and to come away with the 4 points is fantastic.
The Dockers pushed and pushed late in that final term, and you guys seem to respond. That must be very pleasing.
Yeah, it's a good stepping stone for the group. We knew they were going to come late in that last quarter there, and for our game plan to hold up and for us to kick a couple of late goals were crucial. That went a long way for us winning, and it's a very pleasing feeling in the rooms.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Carl Langdon, Mark Reddings and Peter Bell.
And Matthew, congratulations on the win. I'm sure it's a really good feeling. Fremantle got you in disposals, clearances, inside 50s, contested possessions. You win the game. Where do you think you're most effective against Freo today?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not too sure. The stats obviously don't go our way, and we know that they missed a few goals that they probably would normally kick, but I suppose we did as well. So, you have those games, and there's a few sort of special efforts late in that last quarter that might have swung it our way.
Matty, saw vision of the team song being sung, and obviously you don't have the normal big circle, but there was about as many blokes from the inner circle as the outer circle. Tough times for this footy club. You've been through, as a club I'm saying, some really tough times, and this is, I guess, reward and also vindication for what Brennan is doing as coach.
Yeah, it's good reward for the playing group. We've been chipping away at it, and we haven't been able to put four quarters of footy together. So to get the result and just sort of get a bit of reward for all our hard work, it'll go a long way. So we'll enjoy it on the flight back. Then we'll front up again tomorrow and get ready to go to the Bombers next week.
Matty, you're one of the new blokes in the boat, and yep. You're one of the new blokes getting sprayed by Gatorade. I think our own Jake Patrick, who you're talking to right now, got sprayed as well, mate. It was that much of it flowing around. But what have you seen from Brendan Bolton, mate, as a coach?
His energy. He puts in a lot of hours at the footy club, and his door's always open. And he'll also listen. He'll put his foot down when he needs to, but he's happy to take feedback. And we're just all trying to work together as a real whole collective. We're just trying to work towards something, and today was a good start.
You mentioned a couple of efforts very late in the game, and one in particular, I think it was your former teammate at Adelaide, Sam Kerridge, who put the lunging tackle on Lachie Neal. That was a special effort, but there were plenty in that last quarter. Bryce Gibbs kicking that goal from 50, Patrick Cripps, some of his clearance wins. You would have been really proud of the guys.
Yeah, you could probably add Zach Tui's rundown.
Yep.
You could probably name a few. But it just goes to show, it takes the 22 players that are out there, and everyone just sort of put their head in the hole when they needed to, and yeah, it's a great reward.
Well, mate, well played. Great job, and look forward to seeing you in action next week against the Bombers at the MCG.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Matty Wright there. Back to the calls. Lisa is